I find some stories and I go, oh, Cooper will love this.
Uh-huh.
This is one of them. Okay. This person teaches your children. Just keep that in the back of your mind.
Okay.
This is an educator.
Right.
It was certainly an unusual sight at last night's Southmoreland School Board meeting, but parents we talked to today tell me they were not surprised to see one school board member make a statement.
If you look closely, it's hard to miss. Southmoreland School Board member Dr. Catherine Fike sat through all 2+ hours of last night's board meeting with a paper bag over her head.
What?
Last week, the Southmoreland School Board voted to enforce the school's mask mandate by not allowing anyone into school buildings without a mask.
Ugh.
This was what Dr. Fike had to say before that vote, speaking against the motion last week.
This motion is a clear example of what is to come in terms of communism. I believe that the day will come when if you can ever walk up to a building to come into a meeting, you will be met by an armed guard who will say, "Show me your papers, please." I think that day is coming.
You're a doctor. You're an educator.
We are in the last leg of democracy in this country.
You're part of a school board.
And this is an absolute move towards depriving us of our individual rights and freedoms.
Hang on a minute. First of all, what kind of doctor is she? I mean, as you know, Dr. Laura has a degree as an exercise physiologist.
And so does Dr. Phil.
And... oh, really? Dr. Phil has something other than, he's not medical.
No, I think it's the PE or something. I don't know.
But okay, so yeah, so her too. She's like a gym teacher, Dr. Laura.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's technically a doctor, she did get a doctorate in gym. And she's out there doling out advice because people never asked her, what's your doctorate in? For all we know, this woman has a doctorate in animal husbandry. Do you know what I mean? Like, we don't know what kind of doctor she is. She's
right.
Not necessarily a doctor that of education.
But
or
she
a doctor
is
of-
on a school board. We do
right.
know that. And she sat through the whole 2-hour meeting with a paper bag over her
oh
face.
Dr. Fike today at her home, but she declined to talk with us about why she chose to wear the bag.
If you're going to wear the bag on your head, then you better answer when the press calls.
No, stop right there. Okay, we are in cancel culture right now. I am sick of people like that not getting canceled. That's the kind of person needs to get canceled. She is a danger to children. She is misinformed. She is spouting lies. She's calling herself a doctor and she's making decisions about kids. She's somebody that whisk cancel culture when you need it.
But answer the phone. If you're going to sit there for 2 hours with a bag over your head,
right.
Answer the phone when the press calls and tell them why you did it.
Some parents who saw the video tell us they were disappointed.
I don't think
disappointed.
It's reflective of someone that I trust to be making decisions about my children's education. That's
right.
Going to affect them for the next several years.
So to see an adult sort of, react that way about the rules, but then also just flaunt the rules like that it doesn't apply to her, I think is
right.
You know, a horrible precedence for any adult and especially a board member.
Again, Dr.
Right. So she should be kicked off the board immediately for doing that.
No
to
question.
Me, that's making fun of the fact that you have to wear a mask. Sure. So she put a bag over her head.
I will say this. When you first said a bag over her head, the first thing I thought was that stunt that Shia LaBeouf pulled. Remember, he went to that, he was in that movie Nymphomaniac, and he went to the premiere wearing a bag over his head that said, "I am not famous anymore."
Mm-hmm.
So I thought you were going to tell me that she was doing something like comical and funny and like performance art-ish, like Shia LaBeouf, like a bag over her head and you know, inside it said, "I swear I'm not ugly," or something like that.
But if
pretty
you're
girl
on the school
inside.
Board, if you're on the board with her and they're around a big, huge, you know, U-shaped table, how are you supposed to carry on the meeting like that?
Well, that's the thing. How did they let her sit there all that time? I mean, I would have stopped the meeting and said, that goes against Robert's rules of etiquette or law or whatever it's called. They'd have to stop and say, "We're not going to continue till you take that bag off your head or leave." Those are your two options. The fact that they continued and let her sit there looking like a fool.
While it was on TV, while it was in front of people in the audience talking about real school issues, you're going to be that way. You should be fired immediately.
Forget about the fact that she said stupid crap. I mean, the stuff that didn't make any sense and misinformation like crazy, you know, some educator. The fact that she would sit there so immature with a bag on her head the whole time, like that, her decision making, like that's how she decided to handle it. Like, put a bag on your head. Like, what are you, two? Like that right there. I don't even care why she was doing it. The fact that that was her choice, I'd be like, yeah, there's something wrong with this woman. She should not be making decisions about my children.
She looked like the unknown comic from the 70s.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
what she looked like.
The Gong Show, remember?
Right.